Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Super Professional Powerful Truth Angels Podcast Network television show, radio program extravaganza, motherfucking network and podcast. We are here live with the one and only GK1.
It's me, GK.
GK.
Yes.
Thanks for I was about to say thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, no problem. Got you.
I'm so fucking fried.
Thanks for coming through. Yeah.
It's always good to see you. You came here all the way from across the country.
Philadelphia.
Just to get some hugs.
That's the only reason. Yeah.
He's on a hug tour.
Yeah. It's almost over. I've done pretty good. I'm up to like 50 hugs.
GK's a big giving up the flowers early type of guy. You know, give him away. Wait a minute. Before we go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
We got to discuss something. Since you're located in Philly.
Yep.
What is going on with Meek Mill?
It's some weird shit.
He looks all sad.
I'm not a fan of him anyway because he's done weird shit before.
Like, what kind of weird shit did he do?
Well, he did this like, and this is like totally dumb and unrelated, but like there's, you know the kind of graffiti writer that like paints for like a full month and they go fucking ape shit? And like, they could be like a weird normie type person. They pick a funny word. There was a dude, like a construction worker guy in South Philly, who wrote Acorn.
Yeah.
And just went on a tear for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Like he got possessed.
Yeah, he got possessed. He was like, and you know, like he didn't know the etiquette of graffiti, what you write on, what you don't.
Yeah.
Tag a bunch of property.
Yeah.
And one of the properties was Meek Mill's mom's house or grandma's house or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then like he got online and was like, you know, help me find this guy. And then like, and then he like pressed charges against the guy, and the guy like, I think he went to prison.
He pressed charges?
And yeah, I thought the streets were supposed to talk. He just let the fucking courts talk.
That is interesting. So yeah. Meek's got some holes in his story.
I guess.
His defense was like, I saw it early when it all started happening, you know, he said some defense like, I love juicy pussy too much or something. I was like,
that was his defense?
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm going to use that defense for everything. Anytime I get in trouble again.
It's a wild defense. I'm like, you need to just.
Well, hey, you know.
Yeah. It's a little too.
Get caught shoplifting. They're like, why? Yeah. And you're like.
Yeah. Well, you know, shout out to Meek Mill and whatever he's up to. And like, look, I don't know what's going on.
Who knows, right?
You just don't know. You don't know what's what.
Yeah, but there's weird photos and you like piece them together and it paints a picture.
The picture of him with the ashy knees in the pool with the chicken strips is pretty good. That one's pretty damn.
Or the matching outfit with Puffy.
Yeah.
That one's pretty silly.
And Puffy, where he's in the pool and Puffy's like, get him, daddy. And Meek's just like.
He's like, I got it.
I mean, yeah, again, like he's just behind the curtain of all these things. You just don't know what's really happening. Like, you know, you find out like this, the most seemingly like cuddly rapper in the world is like a fucking murderer.
Seemingly. Okay.
And then you find out the most dangerous looking dude ever is just like completely fraudulent.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
It's the way it works, right?
Yeah.
You never know. You never know who's what and what's where, especially in music. Kat, can you do me a quick favor when you get a chance? Will you fill up that white water bottle behind my monitor with water, please? So anyways, GK is in town.
Yep.
He's visiting. I saw you. I knew you were in town.
Yes.
But.
I came here for a podcast.
I lost track. Yay. Which podcast was that?
UTI has a podcast.
So it's funny because he comes to town for the UTI podcast. Mm-hmm. I have to track him down. He doesn't want to come on PTA. The crew podcast.
Not true.
Okay. You told me you were coming.
You forgot.
I forgot. I didn't forget. I had a vague concept that you were out here, but there's a lot going on. And then I got refreshed when I saw some photos.
I did graffiti.
I saw some.
Yeah.
You're very.
On the freeway.
I saw some graffiti on the freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a sick roll call. And then I saw some pictures of some homies having a few beers. I was like, oh shit, everyone's out here. Well, not everyone, but two of the guys.
Yeah.
Two of my guys.
Yeah. It's been fantastic. It's both Revoke and I, we live far away and we don't get to see our friends and crews as much as we'd like to.
Yeah.
And it feels really fucking nice. And you forget how awesome and lucky we are to have people like this that we're connected to.
To have homies.
Yeah, real homies.
Yeah. We Alloy was over here the other day. We're we're helping him put together some stuff for his union.
Cool.
So, you know, whatever. Alloy's the best.
Yeah, he's around. He's a very social guy.
Yeah. He's a solid.
Except when he's on a podcast.
Yeah.
He gets quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all fucking fun and games until the microphones come on.
So our crews used to frequent 2 yards more than anything, Motor and Venice. And they were isolated enough that you couldn't like really drive up in there with a car.
Yeah.
So you had to walk up on these spots. I remember like walking up to like Venice, the pit.
Yeah.
And there'd be like, no exaggerating, like 80 K-dubs in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd just be like, let's go get pizza or something. I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
You know, or like, and we get caught slipping at fucking, at Motor.
Yeah.
You know, cause the tunnel was there.
Yeah.
And there were fist fights and people got shot at.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People won fights and lost fights. And,
yeah. That was, you know, it's like you're entering a time warp into like Lord of the Flies, Stand By Me, No Man's Land. It's yeah. like you enter, like when you enter a yard as a kid, you're in an alternate
universe.
Butterflies
in your stomach, man. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't know, it's, especially Motor with the tunnel. Like you have to walk up through the thing and then there's a human shit. And then you go through the tunnel, you're in an alternate universe. There's no cops.
And it's dark in the sun.
There's
the
no
tunnel.
Law. Yeah. And like, and anything can happen, and it did.
Yeah.
And you would hear stories about like, you know, I remember like Ace. I heard that Ace from West Coast like stuck something up some kid's butt. You hear that? You ever heard that? Or not Ace. Bulldog?
Tell me more.
It's the rumors. Some kid got
there's photos.
A bead string shoved up his ass or something. I'm sure it got exaggerated.
And
right?
They twisted the bottom.
Yeah, because there's no way that's going in someone's ass. It's okay. Too rigid. Okay. It's too. There's no. I don't see it happening. But maybe it did. Who knows?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Or, you know, or like, or I don't know if that's true. So whoever's name I said, I don't want beef. I'm too old. I don't want any problems. Right. But then like, then there was obviously like, I probably talked about this 10 times on the show, but when Finn took human shit and wrote shit on Alon's piece,
Yeah.
Before we knew each other. And
there's a lot of poop at this yard.
A lot of shit. A lot of dog.
And like, it was like, it would get, if it rained, that place would be so fucking muddy.
So terrible.
I remember we went there once, Saber and like,
oh,
a
God,
couple
it was
other
so
people.
Mucky.
Yeah, and it was raining, and we ran into this crew that we kind of had a problem with. And then Saber had to like fight this person, and it's like fighting the mud. Like everyone's like slipping.
Who is he? Who?
Just like,
can
like
you say
tagger
off
crew.
Oh, okay.
So you got to fight, and there's like blood and mud. And you know, it's like, no one's, there's no one to rescue you.
No, there's no getting
you know,
no
like you got to deal with it. Yeah, there's one way or another.
There's not
unless you run really fast. You know?
Yeah, it's not you're getting a fight and like hope that someone on the street breaks.
But there
it
were
up.
Times where there were fights and like you'd be in there and there'd be like 30 tag bangers and yeah. like none of them are more than 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
and they have gigantic clothes on.
Yeah,
and I remember we went in there.
And
one
they had 25s and they fucking.
And, yeah. and then I was gonna say, so it's like there's these long, long walls in this corridor. So it's like there were times where they would let off. And the fucking bullets are like ricocheting off walls.
Banging
and
on the tunnel.
Like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Super insane. That was before all those guys got cracked down on by you know.
It was sort of like a brief moment in history. It's like a sort of a cancer in the graffiti scene. We had this like vibrant, active, youth-based culture in LA.
Yeah.
And it got too big for its own britches.
Well, the gangs were like, you guys are...
Well, the gangs
were... The gangs were like, wait a minute. You guys are technically a gang. That's not going to work for us. So
yeah, you're in
and
our
then
neighborhood.
They, get annexed. They would be like, guess what? You're all in the neighborhood now. They're like, wait a minute. We want to do graffiti. And like, nope, now you're gangbanging.
Yeah. And conveniently, a lot of these three-letter crews turned into three-letter gangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And and it's funny, though. So it's like, that was definitely a moment in history where like, you know, the demographic graffiti writers were like teenagers, maybe early 20s.
Yeah.
And then like, they're like, we need to grow up. And gangbang.
Yeah.
Gang bang. You know, like that's the next step. Like, no more writing on walls.
Yeah, depending on where you grew up. I mean,
but then a lot of these guys, they came full circle and they, you know, like obviously that gang life is tough to deal with day to day. And a lot of people die and go to jail. And some of them found their way back to graffiti.
Yeah.
You know, there's a handful of these crews that like, you know, cross that line and then they cross back over. And I never thought they would. Some of them are gone forever.
Yeah.
You know, but some of them are back.
Some of them are back now as graffiti crews.
Yeah, and they're really
active. So
they're
graffiti crew to gang to graffiti crew.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, and there were some of them that like some of the graffiti crews really operated like they were friends. They were almost like a gang.
I mean, we're cousins, basically.
Yeah, cousins. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and depends on where the guys that started the crew were from.
And there's that too. Yeah.
And then they just, you know, the thing about our crew is that we were made of so many, like for some reason we were one of the most spread out non-geographic crews. Like, you know, some crews would have like a neighborhood.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas like we were everything.
West Side, Orange County, Valley.
Yeah, we had everything.
Yeah.
And I remember like, it's funny too. And like I think that people like would make assumptions. They'd be like, I heard everyone played BRs from fucking Orange County. I'm like, I'm all fuck that. I'm from fucking Venice. I'm not from Orange County.
I think people thought all of us were rich too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Casey had a BMW.
Yeah.
He had a BMW and we were all rich.
Yeah. And like there was a couple kids that had nice cars in the crew, but.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple kids from the burbs. So like, yeah.
But it was a range. We weren't all from some shitty block. We weren't all from the Palisades, you know.
No, like, there's also like, there was a blood in the crew. There was a fucking cholo from, I don't know where he's, where's fucking homeboy from? Anyway, we had a bunch of randos like from different neighborhoods.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember Rebel used to come to my house.
He was blood.
Yeah, he was blood. Yeah. And he would pull up to my house. In Chicago Bulls gear, red helmet. I go, can you not?
Right.
They're upstairs. Like, can you just not come over looking? Yeah. But he's like my homie. And I'm just like, okay, it's up to you. You know,
you're like, I got clothes for you.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, this
you
is,
you got to change real quick.
This come is not in, the place for in, that in. Outfit.
Here's a blue jumpsuit.
Yeah. But he was, you know, Rebel didn't, he went to the beat of his own drum. Sure. I remember watching him get into an argument with someone at 7-Eleven and he hawked a loogie in this dude's face. Mm-hmm. And it was maybe one of the, it was so like, I was like so right gross. There watching it. I was like, it was like, that was one of the worst things I've seen. I'm like, that is a terrifying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I was like, damn, that fucking sucks.
Yeah. Well, also that youth culture, like it was, there were like levels of violence that like, I don't have to deal with any of that shit nowadays. Like the only part of graffiti I really deal with is the graffiti part.
Yeah.
And then like talking to my friends and maybe once in blue moons stealing some spray paint. Cause that's essential.
Yeah.
And, like I'm cool with like I sort of romanticize that gang culture and that violence lifestyle, but I don't want anything to do with that shit.
Yeah.
I have no patience for it whatsoever.
Well, when you were younger, you were obsessed with it.
Oh, totally obsessed. As much as like rap music, punk music, graffiti, like that gang culture, that street life.
I remember hearing about things that you were doing and I was like, and we probably covered this, but like I grew up around that shit. So I was like, I had a healthy, just like, you know, I had a healthy fear of like what was happening with those dudes.
Right.
And I remember you'd be like, you'd pull up in someone's neighborhood and be like, fuck so and so. And just like drive and have them chase you and be like, ha.
I hope I didn't tell this story before I was on here, but there is a specific,
you might have told it. It doesn't matter. Fucking tell it again.
No. I don't want to be a repeat. I don't want to be a rerun. But yeah, there were definitely like, I would, people joke that I should start charging for hood tours.
Hood tours, yeah. You were obsessed.
Like, do you feel like getting shot at today? Like,
give
GK $50.
And yeah. I know. I guess to you, I think you just always have been an adrenaline junkie, right?
Yeah,
I
back would, then, for so. Sure, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Maybe like a smidge nowadays, but it's not nearly the same.
Well, you start to mellow as you get older.
Yeah, but I was like, but those are like the appropriate ages to be like wild. It's like
a lot of hormones.
Know, adolescence and your balls are all fucking going crazy all day. And
balls are going crazy, yeah.
Yeah, crazy balls.
Yeah, crazy balls. That'll do it.
Yeah, it's just, I felt this like strong urge to just like tear shit up.
Yeah, you're just one of them instigators, man. You want to get
antagonist,
in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, antagonist. Yeah. Which also lends itself towards you being, antagonize that mic, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It lends itself towards you being a prolific graffiti writer. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. As a proponent of someone that feels like you should take care of your brain in the same way that you would take care of your broken finger, epididymitis, this is a disease of the soul. Sometimes people, you break the most important and functional organ in your body, and that's your brain. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? How would you drive around, thrive around people? Or maybe you can need some more alone time. Maybe you need to go to the movies by yourself and think about your life and not think about anything that will make you feel bad. I've benefited from therapy. We've talked about it. If I didn't have psychotherapy, I would literally be a grease stain on the highway of life. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/PTAngels to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/PTAngels. Get some fucking help for your brain because you got to fix it because you're in pain. Know my name. Feeling insane. I can't believe I just broke my brain. Everybody knows. I need some therapy. My guys, you ever lift a little too hard and just forget to apply your daily deodorant or get hit by a truckload of BO from all directions? Yes. Does your 3-in-1 shampoo leave you needing a second shower just a few hours after the first? First of all, men are pretty fucking dumb. 3-in-1 shampoo is stupid. Don't buy a body product that looks like it was made in the Mountain Dew factory. From the founders of Lumi, Mando whole body deodorant is helping men conquer their odor in a new way. Formulated with
mandelic acid. Mando has long-lasting 72-hour odor control that actually stops odor before it starts. Best part is you can put Mando on everywhere. Pits, packages, feet, skin folds, back, knees, everywhere. To top it off, Mando's cologne quality scents were created with men in mind. Pro tip, try their best-selling scent, Bourbon Leather. It's a game changer. Once you experience fresher underarms, a fresher package, and fresher feet, you'll never go back. These people are urging you to put deodorant on your dick. This is the test. I smell like shit. So I should have respectfully put deodorant on before we got in the car today. I'm sorry, Kat. I apologize to you. I apologize to the film crew. I apologize to my producer, Pastor. And I'm putting on some... It's already... Dude. Okay, legit. Mando, wait a minute. Wow. Oh, I feel fresher... I feel fresh already. It's fantastic. Actually, literally, I smell like shit. I put this deodorant on. It masked it. And now I don't smell so bad. And it's kind of, I'm impressed. Now I smell like a guy who took a shower and then walked up Mount Fuji. Mando is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Pits, packages, grundle, and balls, butt cracks, stinky crevices, stomach folds, and feet. You could rub this in your ass. This is good for pre-jiu-jitsu too, because it's kind of polite, I found. In the jiu-jitsu community, that when you're going to roll with another person, the guys that are really good at, like, who've been around a long time, you can tell they put fabric softener on their gi, and sometimes they have a little bit of, like, something that smells good because you're invariably going to be getting suffocated by, like, arms and chest and shit. Created by a doctor who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. Mando whole body deodorant is powerful enough for the toughest body odor, but gentle enough to use everywhere, allowing you to put Mando on family jewels without any worry, because Mando is aluminum free, baking soda free, cruelty free, dye free, and vegan. Let's go, because that's what I wanted to know about Mando, because I don't put no Babylon chemicals inside my body. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Luckily, I have a discount code to get you hooked up on my favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. That equates to over 40% off on your starter pack. Use code PTA at shopmando.com. shopmando.com. It's time to smell better naked. Your partner will thank you. Genki desu.
So how do we feel about the high-rise thing going on?
That's pretty cool.
Because it's gotten into the public, like, zeitgeist. It's not just a graffiti thing.
Yeah, it was anymore. Even in Philly. Like, it was on the news out there.
It was on the news in Philly?
It's on the news everywhere. It's national news. I think it's even international news. Because it's like visually, like, it's like, it looks fucking insane.
It looks crazy. It doesn't look illegal.
And it looks like almost like AI.
It looks like AI. Yeah. Yeah, it does. I mean, does anyone know how, like, who was the first up?
I saw, like, they've done, like, things online, who did what first and all this and that. And there weren't names I'd recognize, and no disrespect, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's sort of like the floodgates open after, like, a couple dudes did it. And they were emulating this building that got done in Miami.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are going to do it again. That was a unique opportunity because there's not often you have 3 40-story tall abandoned towers with ledges that you can paint on.
Do you follow
it's like perfect storm?
Do you follow some of those accounts that are like graffiti meme accounts, but they kind of make fun of graffiti, but they're obviously writers?
I don't follow any accounts.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't follow anybody.
I follow the MSK account.
Fair.
But I know what you're talking about. I won't name their names, but because, you know, I look at stuff. But,
yeah, it's funny.
I mean, it's funny. Yeah. I guess it's part of the culture now.
Yeah, it's funny.
Memes. Instagrams, podcasts.
Yeah.
These are all new elements.
Those are part of the elements of hip hop and graffiti.
Yeah, we're up to like 17.
Yeah, 17 elements.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to master all of them if you really want to, like,
that's why I'm here on your podcast. I'm trying to master one of the new ones.
I hear from you that you're starting a podcast. Is that true?
I have an imaginary podcast.
You have an imaginary podcast?
In my head.
It's in your mind.
That I've talked about for way too long.
Yeah.
And I've only recorded one conversation.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, but it's busted. It's like, it's kind of, I guess it'd be kind of punk because it's like, it's not professional.
Right.
But I got like a few hours with my friend Gray, and he has a very, very interesting story. And
a couple hours is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be broken down. A lot of it's like wonky and it's not recorded correctly. So right. I'm probably going to have to re-record it.
Right.
But I need to get equipment, and I have like, I just want to sit down with, you know, friends.
Yeah.
I'll sit down with ops. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, I just want interesting conversations.
I would see, you know? this is the show. Okay.
Okay.
It would be sick to sit down and agree before, like, we're not going to fight.
don't punch me on camera. Yeah, no. Oh, there's no camera. It's going to be only audio too.
Okay, even audio. Yeah. Like, okay, let's not.
Just don't punch me.
You bring in the ops, right? Yeah, and you have it out, but like you make an agreement. Like we're on form.
What if I'm like full protection? I've got like a like Knights of the Round Table.
One of those
like,
pumpkin head suits.
I'm like no, yeah. Like I'm a knight. Yeah. Like you can't even hit me with a sword.
Yeah,
like,
you're
nothing,
in armor.
Nothing can hurt me. And then we do it.
Yeah, put on armor.
Yeah,
and then go. Why are you such a toy?
Why are you such a dick?
Why are you a toy? No, I think that would make for some of the most compelling. Like, because look, everyone loves drama and beef.
Yeah.
And it really makes the world go round. And like, if you could get someone that you have beef with and talk to them about the beef. But the problem is like, fools are knuckleheads and they won't be able to like, there's just a point when talking just doesn't work anymore.
I mean, yes, no, but I'm also not like a, like of all the crew, I'm probably like bottom tier as far as physically intimidating. So it's not like, I'm not going to come at you like, let's take this outside. I'm going to be like, all right, so you're going to kick my ass.
Yeah.
You know, like.
it's just a given.
Yeah. Like this is not going to work.
Yeah.
So like we can talk, you know, like I have knowledge on the subject.
Yeah,
you know, true. Yeah. And you know, whatever, like a lot of stuff's all water on the bridge at this point anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it'd be great to even talk about old beefs, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah, we can like, do that.
But then old beefs then become current beefs and everything gets.
I mean, rehashed. I got a couple. I have a like a again, it's all in my mind. I have like this list of people that I would love to just sit down with.
Yeah.
Some people I've never met before.
Yeah.
You know, and it would be cool.
Can you say their names without it being weird?
No, I don't want to.
Here's the fucked up thing about graffiti.
Because this is already like, I'm already put out something that's not even like a real thing.
You know
what
I wanted to do? Yeah. You know what I wanted to do? I want to do a graffiti. I thought about this the other day driving. It's basically like you have someone drive around and shoot footage of graffiti mm-hmm. and it would be a graffiti critique.
Oh yeah,
and you critique everyone's graffiti. The problem is, you instantly have beef with someone whose graffiti you don't like.
Well, there was that one thing on Instagram where the guy is—I think he was like just a square dude—and he would see a wall and he was like, "This is reading graffiti."
Right. He would just read it.
Yeah, but it's like he couldn't. He's like, "This one says Zip Lafour."
Right.
You know.
Yeah, like I was on one of my walks and I was walking past a wall and it was like it had every. There was good shit. There was bad shit.
Yeah.
And like, and there's different styles. There was like. It was there's a guy on a wall. There's a guy named Raid and a guy named Scam. I don't know who they are.
Okay,
but they're good.
Okay,
they have really solid like flat like sharp edge throw ups. You know,
yeah,
and they're clean. Like you can tell they know how to write graffiti. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at their shit. I'm like, that's dope. And then in my mind, I start like looking at all the different styles and being like critiquing it in my head in a funny way. And I'm like, you can't do that because then if I diss Floater One, you know, or fucking Siegfried or whatever the fuck the weird name is,
yeah,
then they're gonna be pissed. And it's like, and you got beef.
Well, you do anonymous. You have your own troll account, and then it gets out later.
With
and then
fucking Fox Undercover,
yeah,
the
monster
beef.
Voice.
Yeah.
So is the monster voice, is that decodable?
No, you can't unvoice it. I don't think.
Because if in this thing where I want to do only part of the thing, I don't want people's faces. I think that's like I'm good with that. You know, I just want the stories and
you know this
people.
Is video. We have three cameras.
No, I understand.
Hi.
But like if people want to stay anonymous,
yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to put anyone in harm's way.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, and like someone like those also. It's hard to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, but like.
But I also like again like can like the CIA just like hit a button
and it's just like my voice. You know,
the CIA, yeah.
I know the CIA is watching.
The CIA is definitely going after graffiti. Yeah,
yeah. I know it's the biggest problem they have.
I did read a thing about the CIA. The CIA propping up certain artists in the 70s, in order to create a economy. I don't know why they did it, but they like supposedly this is some bullshit. But like the CIA like decided that they were gonna make you know Jackson Pollock famous. This is what I heard. And
it's like a psyop.
Yeah, it's like a psyop. And like
psyop.
It's supposed to set up to either destabilize something, but I'm like, and either way, whether that's true or not, it is interesting knowing that the CIA is actually out here like manipulating things on such a big scale. And like they are actually, you know, destabilizing economies, creating other economies. Like, and you just there are things that probably exist in our world that are fucking originally like a CIA psyop. And I'm not conspiracy theorist. Not jet, you know, fucking jet.
No, I get it. I it's
trails,
real.
You know.
Yeah, but, jet trails.
Like, yeah, like white, whatever.
I mean, they're my biggest sponsor for my imaginary podcast.
Chemtrails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not but chemtrails, the CIA.
The CIA, yeah.
They give me like 30K an episode.
Plan,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it is to like make everybody gay. That's what it is. Like,
exactly. Yeah. That's the CIA's biggest thing. Mm-hmm.
To depopulate.
Yes.
And yeah,
yes.
All that stuff.
But like, listen, when they say that there's societies that are not popular, like Japan's not fucking anymore and like they're not making kids, that's great. We don't need more people, right?
I agree.
Let's slow down.
I'm cool with that.
Let's slow down.
I know, like, that makes us part of those people. But
what,
like,
people?
Just like the idea of depopulation stuff. But I'm okay.
We're not saying that, you know.
I'm also cool with, like, there being no humans on the planet. Like, I'm all, you know.
Yeah, we're,
like,
the worst. We fucked everything.
We're cancer.
Up. We're the.
If you look at cities on, like, satellite imagery, like, it looks like cancer.
It's disgusting.
You know.
It's
like we cap over the ground. We put concrete over everything.
Yeah.
We fucking shit all over everything. Tear down all the trees.
Yeah.
Like, what good are we?
Well, because we're everything.
We consume.
There's
and
no
crush.
Yeah, there's no sense of, in the face of capitalism, which is, I think, an American construct. There's no sense of anything beyond just getting more money and stuff.
Get money,
and then that is what China's after. That's what all these, you know. So, and, like, you know, even Brazil, they're like strip mining. They're strip mining hundreds of thousands of fucking miles of, like, valuable
right now
rainforest
while we're sitting here.
Yeah, while we're sitting here, and, like, dude, there's, like, rivers clogged with plastic bottles. Like, I see it.
And sad, right?
And I'm like, it makes me, like, genuinely, like, it's fucking so sad.
Yeah, what are we?
And we're just like, and I'm a part of it. We're all a part of it. You have an iPhone with just blood
on your hand. So my dumb hippie theory that I only heard people repeat recently with the towers in downtown LA is that I've never really felt guilty about graffiti.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, humans are the graffiti on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, of just, like, tearing shit up without regard.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to get upset about painting a freeway wall.
Right.
You know, like, it's a fucking wall on a shitty fucking car river.
Yeah.
That's, like, spewing fucking toxic fucking air. You know, like,
car river.
Not going to feel bad about that ever.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, who's to say who's what, who owns what? Like, it's all fucking crap.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all dog shit. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That was positive.
Well, no, it's true. Like, listen, when I see, like, I don't know. It definitely, like, it's such a stupid, trite thing to say, but, like, animals and trees and all these things, like, they're just trying to exist. They're just trying to do their thing. And we're just, like, we're making them crazy.
We're the only part of it that doesn't. So if you take a fucking, the top predator out of the food chain, you know, the ones below it, they overpopulate, right?
Right.
You take the bottom thing that everyone's feeding on, take that out, and all these ones are going to starve.
Yeah.
If humans disappeared, like, in the fucking mothership, like, voila.
Yeah.
Earth is, like, sick. That was fucking, finally that's done.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to miss us.
And
you know,
and nature comes back fast.
Exactly.
Just starts getting grown over.
All those, like, sci-fi movies where, like, Manhattan's sick. Like, got trees growing out of the fucking sky. Yeah. I know, it's fucking
funny. There's,
like,
deer going through the fucking Lower East
Side. I Am Legend.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah.
So sick. I love that. I just love that. I don't know, man. It's fucked. And it's just like, I don't know how. I mean, I know how this shit happens. Like, you know, like a company started. Like, say some company in the fucking 1800s is like, we're gonna make sugar,
right?
And they're like, we're making sugar, and then the technology is invented to make the sugar and to mill the sugar better, and then the technology grows, and then they're making sugar, and then they're making other things, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, a couple hundred years later, they're making chemicals that taste like sugar, or they own 10 other companies.
Yeah.
And metastasize, it gets bigger and bigger, and then you get a job there because you want to fucking have a nice car and a beautiful house, and you go to fucking Harvard, and then you become the CEO.
You're part of the problem.
And then you're responsible because you're just trying to be a part of the fucking machine of, like, you're responsible for killing, like, entire species of animals based on, like, because we need Coca-Cola. Does that make any sense?
That makes perfect. I mean, we've had throughout history, like, you know, the cinnamon wars, like,
right,
man, people got murked over cinnamon.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just fucking cinnamon. But like, that was the version, you know, a few hundred years ago. Yeah. We have our own versions now.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, it's by the same token that you can be inside of a state, right, that is doing horrible and crazy shit.
Uh-huh.
And that state is
the deep state?
No. Like, let's say you're in an imaginary country and there's mandatory. There's mandatory enrollment in their armed forces, and then you're following orders, and you're just doing, like, you're carrying out, like, horrendous fucking crimes.
What are you talking about right now?
Nothing.
Okay.
And, I'm not talking about anything. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Imaginary state.
An imaginary state that, you know.
You just made up that doesn't exist.
Yeah. But, like, I get it. Like, listen, if I tell Jesse over here, and I'm like, I need you to go down the street and, like, fucking, I don't know, like, break this guy's windows, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, fuck, I want to keep my job. You know, like, that's in the hierarchy of what they call it.
Then you fire him. You fire him?
Yeah. If, like, you don't break this guy's window, I'm going to fire you.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, I guess I got to
fuck. Or get a new job.
Yeah, or get a new job. And, like, no, it's just up the chain. Like, it's like, you're either part of the system.
And that's the thing. So it's like we're bitching and complaining. We complain about our phones. We're sitting on our phones all day.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're, like, willing to, like,
Yeah.
Move out to the middle of fucking nowhere, yeah. get a homestead, have yeah. your fucking cow and chicken yeah. and pig
yeah.
and like grow your own food
yeah.
and like what breastfeed your own with, child.
What am
you know,
I
like,
do with all my time?
Well, also, we don't even know how to do that shit anymore. We're so detuned. Shit. Like, dude, zombie apocalypse, we're fucked.
Bro.
You know, like once the fucking grid goes down, we're fucking through. We're like, what do we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
Like you put me in a space with like a pig and a hoe and some what? Seeds, I'm going to die. Like, I don't know how to get anything out of that pig. Like, I guess I'll try.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do my best, but like, I don't know anything.
I'll just hang out with the pig. Pigs are pretty cool.
Yeah, pigs are pretty cool. I do think about apocalyptic scenarios, and then I'm like, I don't actually have any skills. Like, all my skills are like in create, you know, storytelling and media and painting and doing all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, does that transfer into making food? No.
No, I'm worthless. Yeah. I'm like first wave of people to die. I'm either first wave people to die or I'm like Merc myself.
You're not first wave. No, you're not. Because you're a graffiti writer.
Oh, but what am I going to do? I can't.
Yeah.
I can make a sandwich, you know?
Yeah, but you'll be amongst, there will be the chaff. There will be the people who are literally veal who are going to get, the first wave, they're going to get cooked.
Okay.
People that are a little scrappy and know people in the city, you know, like I'm talking about like the guy that has some mid-level job and like, you know, fucking.
The office job?
Yeah, he's got a mid-level office job. He's kind of miserable. He's got a couple of terrible kids and a horrible bored wife. And he's got a fucking, you know, some sort of mid-level semi-luxury car. And he just does something pushing buttons. And he's like, and he eats like terrible food. Like those guys are cooked because they don't have a network. They've never been in any dog shit.
They're
not going to react well under pressure. So those guys are, the first wave is done. Now, and also what's going to happen very quickly is like there's gangs are going to like, well, gangs are already gangs.
Well, militias in general, like whether you're like talking about East LA street gangs or like fucking white dudes and lifted pickup trucks in Montana. Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
militias will be formed. People that are in groups will draw those groups tighter, you know? And it'll be great. It's going to be a lot of fun, but maybe we just blow our heads off.
Fun.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be fun.
No, it's going to suck. And it's going to suck for like, you know, if you have like an old mom that lives like 1,000 miles away.
Oh yeah. And there's no phones. Yeah, and you're like, oh, she's been ravaged by.
Or your kid lives 30 miles away. And you're like, how do I get my kid? Yeah, like all those things are gonna suck, dude.
Yeah, 30 mile journey to get to his dad.
300 miles.
Is 9 weeks of like, yeah, how like he has to go through the wasteland.
Yeah, all that stuff.
And you're like, God damn, I spent all my time doing fill-ins. I should have learned how to sharpen a stick.
So in my dumb egotistical mind, I've thought about this scenario and been like I survived the first wave and it's like I am legend, dude. You know, like there's like 50 of us in all Los Angeles, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, but I'm up like a motherfucker. Like I hit the Home Depot. I crush that shit, dude.
And there's
I'm
only, hitting a lot of hot only street five corners. Guys left who care. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, the rest of the world's like, we're dying for one fucking almond.
I'm like doing the front of freeway signs.
Yeah, you're like, I'm free.
There's no traffic. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. It's like,
I mean, do you remember where were you here in COVID or you were in Philly?
I was in Philly.
Well, there was a moment in the lockdown where it was like nobody, like the freeway was empty.
So weird.
The freeway was empty. The sky became beautiful because like it was like a week off of driving and they started getting better. It was so crazy. I was like, wait a minute.
Can you imagine?
Like a week of not driving and like the air got better. Like the trees looked.
The earth itself was breathing better. Yeah, the earth was
like, oh, finally we get a break. Yeah. So just mercilessly just getting butt fucked by just like human just toxicity, right? It was just like, yeah, the earth was like, oh, I can relax for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember being like, this is amazing. This is like great.
I'm saying the earth doesn't need us.
No, this is why the Marvel movies with Thanos, they had it. He was the hero. Mm-hmm. He was actually, those are actually like anti-hero movies because those people are retarded. Like,
can't just say that word.
Oh yeah. They're stupid.
Yeah. Stupid is retarded.
No,
that's the same.
No, retarded is I don't know what that means.
Fuck dude.
I've never said anything right.
Yeah.
But Thanos was right, man. I would take the bet. I've said that before. Do the snap, eliminate half of everybody. I'll lose some of my loved ones. If we can just like have a better, you know, better existence and start from scratch, you know?
Is that going to work though? Cause we have record of mass extinctions before.
And we just make it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this might be the worst, at least what we have record of.
This might be the worst time. I mean, I think every time in history that's closer to now is the worst time in history. It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, but we have crap that like whatever the past civilizations were, like they didn't have plastic.
Yeah.
You know, that plastic's gonna be around for like multi extinctions. It's crazy. Know?
And we're just now like America's just like, yeah, maybe we should do electric cars or do this. And like, dude, Brazil and China are still going ham. they're not going to ever slow down. So there's no way out.
How about no cars?
Yeah, how about no cars? Just bikes.
And we make little villages and you have to walk to work.
What's work? There's no more work.
Well, that's the olden times before there's like, before there are cars. Like I travel 60 miles a day for work, you know, like what if I just work two blocks away from my house?
It's just villages, but everyone has the same, like there's like an OnlyFans village where just like, there's just people making OnlyFans. We're still doing the same things, but it's just like little hubs, you know, no one can, no, they just, you make commuting to work illegal. That's how you fix the world.
Okay, cool.
You know what? I don't commute. I live very close to my office. So maybe I'm part of the solution.
Well, I commute, and I have a work van that has a bunch of crap in it that I couldn't walk down the street.
Yeah, because you're trying to feed your kids.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what's been presented. And you know what? Maybe the paint, maybe those gallons of paint they're using to paint, and maybe every time you use a bucket of paint, you kill a dolphin. But you know what? Fucking Diego's got to eat. He needs new shoes.
It's true. It's like we're trapped in the system, like we said, man.
He needs.
I'm not willing to start the homestead. I'm just going to stay here and look at fat asses online and. Yeah. I'm just another pig like everybody else.
We're all in the pit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
caught up in the mosh.
Yeah, I hope that I would love to believe that, you know, Kat of the younger generation who just left, maybe they have a solution because we fucked it.
I think they're worse.
Yeah, they don't give a shit, right?
Nah, they're so detuned and pacified.
Yeah, I think they're checked out. I think the entire world.
This is some old head conversation too.
Huh?
This is an old head conversation about the youth, not being in tune.
We fucked it. Well, we didn't fuck it. People before us fucked it. But like, maybe at the end of the day, it's just all about sex.
I think so. That's one of the things we're hardwired for.
Hardwired, just like maybe our weird thing that actually matters is just like
it's another weird thing that doesn't make sense. We're just like pre-programmed. And we're just like, I guess this is what I'm into.
Everything is actually about sex. Like everything you do is like
and reproduction.
On some level is like so you can
stick it in something or have something stuck in you.
Yeah, put it in or. When's the last time you saw McGruber?
It's been a minute. How'd that lead to that?
Well, because there's a scene in McGruber where he goes, I'll let you. He goes, you want me to fuck you or you can fuck me. I'll let you do whatever you want. I got white out. Like I watch McGruber. I forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Then watch it again.
And I watch it again. And every time I watch it, it's so funny. It's one of the funniest movies. It's in the top 10. And the top 10 is...
That's saying a lot because you're super into movies.
Dude, comedies, MacGruber, Other Guys, Step Brothers. Like real comedies where you're crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, I watched MacGruber the other night by myself and was laughing. By myself.
Uh-huh.
Just laughing. Like mm-hmm. It is one of the most brilliant, funniest movies. And I don't know, like, again, sometimes like people won't be able to access it because it's based on like a thing. It's so based on MacGyver, which people don't understand.
Yeah.
They don't understand the character.
So it's like prophetic, like Idiocracy?
Idiocracy is great. No, it's not prophetic. Idiocracy is amazing. Idiocracy is funny, but not in the way that, not laugh out loud funny. It's funny like it's funny.
It's tragic scary. Funny.
Yeah. It's also like.
We all drink Gatorade and.
Right. But I would take that. I was telling someone on a podcast the other day, like I will take that president over our options.
Didn't he like win a radio fucking contest or something?
Yeah, Macho. His name's like Macho Camacho. He has like a gold AK and he's buff. Like
that's pretty sick. I mean, wait, what are our new next two presidents going to be anyway?
It's Trump or Biden. They won't let anyone else
fucking
run.
Break, dude.
It's like dog shit or dog shit. Like it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like they're both.
And
they're
I don't want either.
Evil. Yeah. Like
they're both idiots. And they both can't get a full sentence.
No, I mean Trump can get a lot of sentences in because he's fucking jacked up on fucking Adderall. But like Biden's just a cicada husk. Like he's just like
basically,
he's like a piece of corn. He's just like. And they're evil.
They both just suck. And it's like, and they have, I mean, one side, the Biden side doesn't have much fanfare, but the other side has massive fanfare, which is like so fucking tragic.
He's so good at whipping those fuckers up.
They love it, dude.
It's crazy. They love it.
And it's so weird to think that like a rich kid that doesn't give a fuck about anybody.
A rich kid.
That has all these like working class middle dude, America people convinced that he's on their side.
A rich asshole.
Sorry to get on political.
Spit.
Yo, he'll burn the fuck out of you too. You know what I mean?
He's a fucking rich kid who's fucked up everything, every chance he's had. He fails upwards his entire life.
Uh-huh.
He's literally a rapist.
Yes, and he's like, a weirdo.
He's a weirdo.
And also, he'll burn anybody. So it's like,
he'll burn anybody.
So let's say born and raised, you guys want to do a collaboration with Trump.
Which we do.
And he's like, I got this great idea. And you're like, I got a great idea too. And he's like, all right.
We should manufacture in China.
Well, that's the thing. China. So it's like, they'll make you... fork all this money, pay all your workers, pay all your supplies, and you're like, all right, I'm out the pocket like a $500,000.
Yeah.
And then you know that on the other side, homeboy's going to give you $2 million. I'm making all this shit up. He'll give you $2 million.
Yeah.
And when you get to that point, he's like, this is garbage. I don't pay for garbage.
Yeah.
And just burn you and fucking run you into the motherfucking ground. And you got to fall for bankruptcy and sell your fucking house and sell your everything. And you're just like homeless on the street. And then he calls you a scumbag because you're dirty and you don't smell good.
Yeah.
And it was your fault every single time.
He's a piece of shit who wouldn't piss on the working class. I mean, neither would Biden, but like.
I know.
But Trump
both.
Has them wrapped around his fucking finger. And dude, like, I think it's.
They literally think he's a messiah.
Yeah, but
literally.
It's because there's no options. Like,
yeah, but I just think it's a cult of personality type thing. Yeah. And people are so wrapped up in it and they like fall in love. And it's like, we have this like hero, like worship out here. And I love his like, his merch. Like him, like is the Tyrannosaurus Rex or him is like
him is Rambo,
Rambo, the Terminator. That shit's fucking golden. I don't know if they do it out here, but in Pennsylvania, you'll be in rural Pennsylvania on the side of like, you know, a road and someone's just like posted up and they got like $5,000 worth of fucking Trump merch and flags. And that's their shit. They just sit out there all fucking day and sell Trump merch and business is booming.
Motherfuckers didn't even care about politics before he came around.
I know. You know, all these like, dudes all of a sudden. It's this weird thing. He speaks to them and he's just like.
He galvanized them. Well, because he just shoots from the hip. I mean, when I say that, I'm not saying that in a congratulatory way. I'm saying that he just says whatever the fuck he wants.
He thinks with his mouth, though, not his fucking head.
Yeah, he says whatever he wants. He just says crazy. He barely makes sense.
And that's the thing, too. It's like, I think a lot of these people are jealous. They're like, I want to be able to say whatever I want.
Yeah.
I want to be able to grab a chick by the cooch.
Yeah.
And nothing happened to me. I want to do all these wild things and there's no repercussions whatsoever. Nothing happens to me. Yeah. Teflon Don for a reason. You know what I mean?
No, it's crazy.
I want to make some stupid ass sneakers that nobody would wear ever and then like convince myself that they're awesome.
It's so dirty. And then Biden too is like, there's no
I hate
one there.
Him. I hate he's every word that comes out of both these guys' fucking mouths.
Yeah,
I know. It's so fucking painful. But I'm dying for a fucking debate between the two. Because it's going to be the because last time, 4 years ago, that shit sucked. And that was impossible to watch. It's going to be so much worse this time.
Well, Biden's battery has lost 50% more power.
He might be a fucking
And Trump is just getting more powerful. He's just like, he's wired.
Oh, he's fucking, and he's emboldened.
It's crazy. These assholes never die. Like, how does he keep going?
They're both
going
to be alive another 40 years.
Yeah.
Each one of them.
Yeah, they're going to keep him alive. Like, Trump is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Like, how does he have, and then someone, I remember when
it's because he doesn't jack off. You know that whole thing with him?
What? He doesn't, what do you mean he doesn't jack off?
Yeah. So years ago before, so when I lived in New York, I'd, hold on. I would listen to Stern all the time and he'd have Trump on all the time.
Yeah, Trump was there all the
time. And like one of the things, and like, you know, Stern always tries provocative questions. He always wants to talk about sex. Like how many girls are you banging now or whatever the hell it was. Right. And like Stern asked like Trump, he's like, so how often you jack off? And Trump's like, never.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean never? Like never, not often? He's like, I've never jacked off.
Okay.
And you're like, what? Like how? You're the only human, only man.
That's impossible.
Like, and he's like, no, it's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
And I'm like, I can't trust this man. This is something.
Well, he also has a theory about exercise and he thinks that your body has a set amount of energy.
Well, that was the thing with jacking off. Like he's like so many bullets in the fucking chamber.
You want to save it for the clip, some special person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for some lucky motherfucker.
Lucky lady. Yeah. Lucky, I mean, foreign
it's
lady.
It's crazy because you know, even when he was president and Melania was like, Melania's face, when he just was like, she was just
she
so,
hates him so bad.
Hates him so much. And she has to sit listen to this guy.
She's like, God fucking damn it, dude.
But here's the one thing about Trump. The one thing about him is this. Here's the one thing I'll give him. What you see is what you get. The problem is people like what they see, and that's fucked up.
Yes and no, though. But it's like he's gonna have a conversation with you and tell you whatever you want to hear. And the next guy's going to come in and say, fuck that guy that was in here before. He's like, I agree with you completely.
Yeah, but he's clearly that guy. If you can't see it, you're fucking stupid.
Oh, no, I get it. That's part of the things I don't understand. It's like the biggest scam ever.
The thing is like he really did a good job at like this like dog whistle, like subtle racism. Not even subtle. Right. Just straight up racism. Like he can't lose. He goes...
Is that my black over there?
He goes, yeah. He goes, when the light, he said something about the lights going off and black people. I'm like, how the fuck did he do that? The guy was on tape saying, grab them by the pussy and still won.
Yeah.
Crazy. He's, he goes, I can walk down Main Street. And
I know. It's amazing.
Head,
it doesn't matter, dude. He can say even wilder shit. Yeah. And nothing's going to matter. Nothing fucking matters.
Yeah. It's all a joke. We're all fucked.